This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by...
Harvinder Raj.
And Audrey Raj.
And of course, our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Salve, which I've just learned is Latin for hello.
There you go. She's going to be with us, of course, like the rest of us, until 1 o'clock today. If you'd like to get in touch with today's show, 018-789-8899 is a number to get us via WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. Asking you a question today. What's more important to you, heritage or progress? This comes from the back of an article we've picked up about how the curtain has finally closed permanently on the Odeon, which is located on Jalan Tuanku Abdul Rahman. Closed originally in 2015. That's when I believe the last kind of movie was shown there. Mm-hmm, so it's been sat, you know, doing nothing for a while.
Yeah.
We've since found out that it's been going to be turned into a multi-story retail and service apartment project.
Mm.
It's one of the few remaining Art Deco style buildings in KL. Now, we've learned that KL City Hall, DBKL, has approved in principle for the project to go ahead and that the development order is in the process of being issued. More details, of course, will come out as we find out more about it. We do have somebody to speak to a little bit later on the show. Edin Koo will be joining us very shortly for just a few words about his opinion on this. We want to ask you then, what do you think is more important, heritage or progress? That's our question. We'll then be moving on to something equally related, heritage healing. Audrey will be talking all about that.
Yeah, and how historic buildings are now being used to improve well-being.
There you go. And we're wrapping up with how poetry, specifically good poetry,
yeah,
is making a comeback, all thanks to social media.
Instagram, specifically.
Instagram, mm-hmm, of all places.
Yeah.
Would you? Adam and Eve it. Right, so we've got this little story, of course. There has been requests, of course, that we know that this development is likely to be going ahead. But the KL mayor has said a portion of the building's facade would be integrated into the new development. Quote, there was a request that part of the building's facade with the architectural features be maintained in the new design. We cannot stop the development as it is a private building, is what he goes on to say. According to a developer's website, the proposed project will consist of two towers of serviced apartments and retail units. The freehold Odeon project will have a built-up area of 450 square feet to 850 square feet with an indicative price of 450,000 ringgit and upwards. It is being marketed as a transit-oriented development and will comprise a dual-key concept, enabling city living with the opportunity of earning income. I don't know. How many discussions have we had about there being too many housing projects here in KL and too many condos and too many malls and, you know, how many of these have we had?
Too many.
Mm. Right? And yeah, we know that there are still places sat empty, and we know that there's still development going off, and we know that there's, I don't know how many more malls been developed over the next year and pushed up. And just the other day, I was at a mall not too far away from where I live. I don't know if you know it, KL Eco City Mall, opposite Mid Valley,
yep,
just over the bridge there. And I was in there a couple of times actually last week, one at the weekend and once in the middle of the week. It was empty, you know, and I'm walking through and there were four coffee shops, one after another, and there was a sandwich bar and something else, and there's a supermarket upstairs. And the only reason I can imagine that people are in there is because there are people living above it, right? And that seems to be the only kind of audience, if you like, that they seem to be servicing. I don't know. We don't need any more of these, in my humble opinion. I would prefer that a building like this, like the Odeon, is preserved and looked after and just cleaned up, made to look nice, and it becomes something like a tourist attraction, you know? You can have people come to visit it. You can talk about the heritage of the building, some of the movies that have been shown there, all these little kind of things that, for me, is another reason to go and visit that particular part of KL.
KL especially, downtown KL.
Right.
But I think, what you said is true, because it depends on how they use the building at the end of the day. Because if they're going to use it, if they're going to close it down and then leave it closed, or it's not going to get tourists, or they don't know how to attract people to it, if it's going to be like a decrepit old building that's falling apart, then they have no choice, because it's going to be like an eyesore in the middle of the city.
Correct.
There is a building like this in Singapore town, and I think because they can't touch it because of some legal issue or whatever, it's basically just breaking down. So it's Singapore, and everything's like posh and glassy and clean and good looking. And then in the middle of all that is this building that's just falling apart, and you see like torn scraps of sheets and stuff blowing through the windows, broken glass and all that. So it becomes an eyesore. And we are not very good at promoting our old buildings. That's another thing. Like our heritage sites, they're just in the middle of nowhere. No one visits because they don't promote. There are no brochures. No one tells you about these places. So if that's what's going to happen to the Odeon, then I can't blame people for wanting to revamp it and use it for something that looked new and maybe make the city center look slightly better.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure out why Odeon wasn't like, why it couldn't just survive as a business, you know, like, you know, what's the closest cinema to where Odeon is right now?
Nothing. No, wait. There's one in the, what is that called? In the middle of town, like Capital something or City something. I don't know. That's the problem because
Cool
we
City
don't.
Mall?
Yeah. I think that's the one. But that's the biggest problem. Like, I'm finding it difficult to name cinemas that are in the vicinity because we don't go into the city center. It's mainly for people to go to work and then we just leave. Mm. Most of us like live in our like suburban bubbles and stuff. So the cinemas survive in shopping malls, in shopping complexes. It's something that we do while we're doing something else. So it's like, 2 hours, I'll go watch a movie and then I'll go shopping, have some food and go home. Standalone cinemas, I don't think they work anymore because people don't want to go out just to go to a cinema, watch a movie, brave the traffic, get stuck in like an hour-long jam on the way home.
But it all comes down to, you know, making it experiential, right? Yeah. I mean, didn't you visit a cinema in the States that, you know, were showing old movies like Quentin Tarantino movies?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like specifically for a certain genre
or
for like, you know, music, or no, for movie lovers, you know, to come enjoy. So, you know, have a little museum in there, you know, make it experiential. Couldn't it survive that way?
I mean, you're right. There's a couple of cinemas there. The iconic Chinese Theatre, of course, most premieres are played. And it's not a new building by any stretch of the imagination, you know, and it's not got the latest newfangled gadgets. It doesn't have the comfiest of seats, but it's iconic in the fact that everybody knows what it is. And things are shown there for their premiere. Now, something like the Odeon, like Arv is saying, you know, it's in the middle of the city, and most of us live outside of the city. And is that the problem then? That, you know, most people don't live in the city, and so therefore these things get forgotten because the only people working there are the people that kind of go in as transients to do the work that they need to do and then leave at the end of the day. And the only real people, broad brush strokes here, but most of the people in the city centre will be tourists or people who are there to kind of look after these people. Am I right in saying that? It's true.
That could be why there's service apartment buildings. I mean, this is a service apartment project with a retail space at the bottom, right? That's what's being proposed for this spot.
Dual key, they call it, right? Like a dual key sort of project. I think so, that's it. So, like, you know, what you're saying is true. Like, lots of people don't go in to stay in KL City Centre. They're trying to change it, which is a whole other problem. They're trying to reinvent KL to be for KLites, basically.
Right.
You know, bring people out of their suburban bubbles and stuff. But if we move away from the movie stuff, like Odeon being a cinema, and all, like Sentul Depot is one good example of how you can use a heritage site. So that place was closed for years and years. It finally stopped operating. I can't remember how long ago, but it's 111 years old. Biggest railway hub in the country, still is, even though it's unused. And there's so much history behind it because they used to make coaches and equipment for the Indian railways. They used to actually manufacture like train parts up to the point where electric trains became like the mainstream thing. So then the 5,000 people that were employed at the Sentul Depot were just let go and they couldn't hold jobs. So what happened was YTL came in, YTL bought the building and they kept it as is. And then now Rio and the city uses it for their events.
Right.
And then like Other people who have, like, you know, events in that part of town, where there's like KL Pack or something, they might use it for other things. So they keep the building as is. It holds the heritage of the building. It's not remodeled or repainted, but it has that hipster aesthetic that people like for their Instagram pictures and all. So it gets a lot of people going in, but they still get to appreciate the building for what it is, which is a railway hub.
So what's happening with the railway station opposite the Majestic right now? You know which one I mean? The one, the old, it looks beautiful with the old minarets on top. Doesn't seem to be doing anything, does it? It's just kind of sat empty from what I've seen.
I think there's still offices offices that are operating from the premise.
But this seems to be a major issue. We have these beautiful buildings. I mean, the Odeon might not be the most beautiful of buildings, but it has a character to it. Let us know about this, folks. What do you think is more important, heritage or progress? Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We have a poll over on Instagram. And if things get heated, we might even throw one up on Twitter. Music coming up from Queens of the Stone Age, Feet, Don't Fail Me, here on BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Raj.
Our question of the day, what's more important, heritage or progress? We're talking about this because of the Odeon being closed permanently, one of the few remaining Art Deco style buildings in KL, soon to be made way for a multi-story retail and service apartment project. We're asking about what is your opinion of this. We've also got an expert on the line a little bit later on. We've got founder and director of Pusaka. We've got Edin Koo. He'll be giving us some clips a little bit later on. But we've been asking you what your opinion is. We've also got a poll running on Instagram. Right now, 59% of you say heritage is more important than the 41% of you who say progress. Just thrown a poll up on Twitter as well, if you'd like to join in on that. Of course, you can get it at BFM Radio. Over to WhatsApp, where Oz has got a couple of comments.
Yeah, this is from Will Leong, who says, both are important. Maybe we should ask what is more appropriate. Heritage should be retained where there's flavour of history and adds value for tourism. This should not be underestimated. Lots of tourists are drawn to visit places because of its unique heritage.
Indeed.
True. There's another one here from, this is from Ro, who says, all this nostalgia is great, but without putting your money where your mouth is, it's meaningless. Until we're willing to make the effort to support businesses which respect and save our heritage, like the refurbished parts of Chinatown, major moneymakers will take over and we'll lose our heritage forever.
The Chinatown that's been redeveloped and pedestrianized, if you've seen it lately, for me, I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, it actually feels as though I want to spend time there now. You know, I'm not avoiding cars or anything. I'm sat in a place where there are no cars. I can enjoy a meal, a chat, and whatever. It feels like somewhere else almost. It's not that noisy, smelly bit of KL, you know, which I love as well.
Yeah.
But it's that little space somewhere where you can kind of get out of the way a little bit.
Yeah.
Another one here from Eugene, who says, hear me out, okay? I'm a person who loves heritage, probably the Penang blood in me, and I want Malaysia to progress. Progression must happen for us to grow. But who's to say that progress means malls or residentials? It could be used for tourist economy. It could be used to retain our culture, and you can progress by retaining heritage. And he also says that for Odeon, we can show old cinema stuff there. So
what was his name?
This is from Eugene.
Eugene, yeah.
So, like, this is what I'm saying as well, because the Odeon is iconic. You know, I remember it from the time, like, I was little, not just because of the way the building looks like, but also just where it is in KL. I think, like, throwing another mall there service apartments, I don't know how viable it is for people to want to live in that part of KL.
Right, it's busy.
Yeah, it's kind of killer. But I'm just thinking, like, if you had, like, just keep it running as a cinema with, like, a little museum, maybe like a P. Rumley Hall where people could learn about him and, like, some of the other icons of, like, the film industry in Malaysia. You know, if Finas could get involved in that.
Yasmin Ahmad.
Exactly, you know.
Yeah.
This is something that, well, tourists who come to that part of the city to shop or, you know, they could actually visit and learn more about our film industry.
So that's the other thing. It needs someone, like you mentioned, Quentin Tarantino's cinema. So he bought the New Beverly in Los Angeles. And he bought it because he wanted to show movies on film. So he bought the whole collection and then from time to time, he just projects the stuff that he wants to watch and he thinks other people want to watch with him. you need someone who has that much pull and that much money and that much power to step in and go, look, I want to buy this whole cinema because I love film and I'm just going to show films whether or not it makes money. And I don't think the New Beverly makes any money. It's just like a hobbyist's dream kind of thing. And he has the money to do that. Whether or not anybody wants to do that for the Odeon is another question. But Rex KL did it. So the old Rex Cinema, now it's turned into like a spot where they have like bazaars and like cultural stuff and like arts and creative things go on there. So Rex KL transformed itself into, I don't want to use the word hipster because hipster has its, you know, its connotations and stuff, but it is a nice hipster joint. And that's one way that they've like remodeled it. It doesn't show movies, I think. It shows maybe smaller screens, but it is a place that's being used for other things, other creative items.
I mean, I agree with Eugene and Ords on this in that, you know, we obviously we have to progress, but there has to be a way of being able to do both at the same time. And I know over on Twitter, some guy is referring to Melbourne and about how, you know, heritage space is still preserved and it's been turned into something that's, it's a bit of both, you know, it's a retail area, but it's preserved its original heritage.
Yeah.
And I don't see why we can't do both of these things, you know. I don't know. Let's have a chat, though, with Edin. He's with us right now. We asked him, Edin, what is your take on the decision to redevelop the Odeon into a retail and serviced apartment project?
Look, there are all kinds of ways that you could actually preserve. There are, you know, very innovative ways of preserving facades and a building around the building. So real expert opinion is required. Expert opinion that is rooted in a sense of aesthetics, a sense of really how town planning, you know, city planning should be, what it should incorporate, what you can lose and what you can't lose. So it's really quite a complex approach that needs to be taken. This raise and build attitude that we have and keep persisting in having really has to stop. And to build in what I think are surplus, you know, retail centers and apartment blocks, which look to me very uninhabited most of the time. I may be wrong. But again, it's as I said, a very developing country mentality, which is to raise anything old and put up something new.
And what do you think is the issue with how we approach our historical buildings?
I think it's the planners and the administrators who really need a serious rethink. I think they need to have a more evolved and mature sense of how cities can sustain and create a balance between what is already there and what needs to be built. And there are very, very innovative ways now in which city planning can be approached. But as long as we have administrators with this kind of attitude and mentality, then we're going to have this problem all over again. We already have a National Heritage Act, which doesn't seem to have any bearing upon how we make decisions. So a great deal of introspection is needed.
All right, then. In an ideal world, how would you like to see KL's remaining historical developments be treated?
Well, you know, in an ideal situation, I think we all just really need to take a step back and really begin to deliberate and contemplate what this idea of progress is. In rapidly developing societies, it is very sad that this idea of quite similar to the slash and burn attitude that we have causing the haze today, this raise and build attitude is equally devastating. I think we really need to take a step back. I think we need to have a national consultation about what progress actually means to us and what the place of history is in our national consciousness as we evolve as a developing society.
Thank you, Edin. That was Edin Koo, the founder director of Pusaka. Now, a bit concerning when he talks about how we have the Natural Heritage Act exist, but doesn't do anything, right? That's a little bit worrying. Why is nothing happening with that?
That's a big question.
That's a big question.
It's a million-dollar question.
Who should we speak to about that? We should find somebody, shouldn't we, and have a big chat with them. Right, we've got some tweets of what have you got for me?
Yeah, so this comes from Hustle Mofo, who says, heritage, if it's the identity of that particular place and the surrounding society. EU says, preserve the heritage and at the same time develop the necessity, kampung in the city concept. And then you have General Hummer, who says, do the progress by someone else and let the heritage be preserved. Kelvin Leong says heritage and progress can work hand in hand. There's a shopping mall built around a historical tower in the heart of Melbourne.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Joshua likes food, apparently, over on Insta Story here. Says a balance of both with no or less compromise to both sides. Interesting take. And then Munera Ralim has said both.
This is from Raja on WhatsApp, who says, need to balance progress with heritage. Then you've got Kip, who says, definitely progress if I am the owner. Heritage won't make me a millionaire. But I don't know if progress means a residential, you know, service apartments and a mall, another mall. There are like seven at last count, like 700 in the country right now, and like 20 on the stretch of the LDP or something like that, right? How crazy.
I mean, not only that, but like you say, Ords, you know, you're developing in an area of town that's already incredibly busy, you know, and then you've got to think about these new residents that are going to be living in there who won't necessarily want to be coming out of their building into supremely heavy traffic.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to want to buy something like that?
Unless they work around the
vicinity. Unless they work
around
it, yeah.
Yeah. And if there's any city in the, not the world, if there's any city where you want to build heritage sites or leave heritage sites in the middle of like a bustling city, it's KL. Yeah. Because of how perfectly unorganized we are. Like you can get like huge city center, like Bangsar South. Let's just look at Bangsar South. It's like, you know, metropolitan, whatever they have. Everything's going on there, modern buildings and stuff. And then just like a km away, it's back to the kampong.
Yeah.
So if there's anywhere where you want to preserve a heritage site, it has to be KL.
It's that, you know, the idea of just walking around a city and just accidentally bumping into something that kind of piques your interest is what I love about cities. If I'm walking around and suddenly, again, I'm seeing yet another mall, I'm seeing yet another set of services, I'm like, well, I may as well go to any other city where I can find this, you know? And it doesn't mean progress just because you have those buildings there.
Yep.
Maybe we can end this talk set with a text from Muhammad Fahmi, who says, you know, when I was 6 years old, my father took me to watch my first movie in a cinema at Odeon. It was Jaws. I'm sure people could smoke in the theatre back then. I remember watching smoke go up through the projector lights. Then my auntie took me there to watch Popeye starring Robin Williams and countless other movies during my teens. I am 45 years old now.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, you see? Those little memories, right?
Yep.
And I'm sure Fahmi would want to take his kids, you know, and tell his kids those stories. And it would be great if, you know, he could walk down memory lane with them, but not at a residential apartment and mall.
With a dual key, whatever.
Yeah, you're just walking into a marble kind of foyer like everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Right, time for a short break. Music coming up from the Hollies with Long Cool Woman in a Long Black Dress. If you'd like to get in touch, 018-789-8899 is the number on WhatsApp. We'll be right back and we'll update you on the numbers to those polls. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.